B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 22-year-old recently shared a seemingly innocent selfie on social media, but soon realized she wasn't alone in the picture. Her name is actually Sharon Butt. Okay.
Oh, boy.
She's from Gloucestershire, UK, and she did what a lot of people do when they take a nice picture of themselves. She shared it online. However, soon after uploading the picture to social media, she and her friend noticed something in the reflection of the mirror in the background. Looking closer, Shannon realized she could see the reflection of her boyfriend, Henry, wiping his ass.
Oh, no.
After going to the bathroom. And it's really weird because he's standing up with his butt facing, I guess, the mirror, and he's standing up wiping his ass.
So he's wiping his ass in the mirror. He's looking at his own ass.
I don't know if he was looking just the way where the mirror is. She got a shot of it.
Wow.
Was behind her, and yeah. So anyhow, so her friends encouraged her to share the photo on Twitter, and after asking Henry if he minded, she went ahead and did that. Among the hundreds of comments on the new viral tweet, one question in particular was asked, why on earth was Shannon taking a picture while Harry was having a poop? And she said, I was in the bathroom first, and he came in, and I was like, babe, I'm taking a picture. And he just carried on. So I took the picture without thinking anything of it
left.
She said,
You look good, babe.
I didn't even upload the picture straight away. I left it a few days and thought, that's a nice photo. I'll put it on without even realizing he was in the background. Another trending topic in the comments was Henry's wiping technique, because that's obviously important to talk about. One person said, who wipes standing up? While another user commented, I'm actually a bit concerned that I can't really see any toilet paper.
Yeah.
In it. Wait a minute. You stand up when you wipe?
I definitely stand up when I wipe.
I do a final wipe standing up after my seated wipes.
Really?
Yes. I do, yeah.
Every time?
Every time, yeah.
Not every time, but occasionally if I believe. I want as close to perfection as I can get.
Kathy, what are you mumbling about?
I went to ask a question, and then I just mumbled, I'm not asking.
Okay, you're not asking.
I don't want to know.
You don't care.
Do you use toilet paper?
You want to know, but you don't want to know.
No. Oh, yeah.
Miramar, Florida police have made an arrest in a Memorial Day vandalism spree inside a high school. It was a man caught on surveillance video trashing the school wearing a hat, headphones, and nothing else. Police said that it was 21-year-old Matthew Crandall who vandalized rooms, walls, and hallways, all while completely naked, except for a hat and headphones.
Huh. That's Crandall, the way I walk around here.
Broke in around 7 a.m. Monday and spent nearly 24 hours smashing televisions and computers and causing flooding in the hallways and other areas of the school. A school custodian discovered the damages. He's charged with burglary and criminal mischief. Sorry, I just had a vision of Casey standing up wiping his ass.
I need to see, like, video of how you're supposed to do it sitting down, because to me, that seems weird, odd.
Yeah. Listen, I can. You're leaning forward, and you for a maximum spreadage, and then if I feel it's been a little dicey, I do a standing, hunched over.
You don't understand. I've been since the day I could wipe my ass.
Yeah, but you have to understand. Since the day I can remember, I've been doing it.
You literally,
my way.
You wipe your butt like a kid.
Okay,
but I mean,
that's sweet.
Don't shame me.
You know what?
No, don't shame me.
Hold on. I'm trying to say something here. I can imagine how you would how standing up and wiping your butt.
Yeah.
You can't imagine sitting down and wiping your butt?
Do you reach around? Do you reach through? Like, I don't know what you're doing.
You reach behind.
Reach around.
There's room.
Okay.
There's room. Yeah. Yes, you just go forward on the seat. I'm the bridge. Yeah. I'm in both your worlds.
Yeah, you guys are wipe shaming, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't want to be a part of this, but I want to point out, like, when you stand up, everything closes up.
No, it doesn't. No, it depends on the way you stand.
Has it not?
What you do is you put your legs on the top, one leg on one wall of the stall and one leg on the other wall.
Kathy, you're getting a 3-point stand.
Oh, okay. So, Kathy, you've been to the gynecologist. You know the spreaders that they use?
Yeah.
That's what I use.
You use a vaginal spreader.
I mean,
why do you take so long?
He washes it off.
Yes.
And then returns it to its stand.
Right.
All right, listen. I'm going to go do some business in the next commercial break.
And take some pictures.
And I'll take some pictures and some video. Yeah.
No, you'll try doing it sitting down?
I'll try.
And you've never done that in your life?
No.
All right, I think we're breaking new ground here.
This might be amazing.
I'm doing it.
And I also would like to see a poll as to who the percentage of people that stand up and wipe their butt.
All right, we need to do that.
All right, so anyway.
So my buddy Jeff walked in on me one time down the shore while I was wiping, and he thought I was doing something else. He thought I was pleasuring myself. I was like, no.
You know what, Casey?
Yeah.
You could have a solidarity shirt that says, I stand with Casey.
No, no, not now's not the time.
No, but eventually.
And the message is accurate.
When things calm down, maybe people could stand up.
I will wear that shirt because I do stand as well periodically.
Yeah, but he does it. That's just it, every time, all the time.
It's beautiful, man.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I love this text. It says Casey is a caveman.
Yeah.
Then we are cavemen together.
All right, a Department of Transportation truck was heavily damaged a week ago when a naked woman broke into a township lot that's in Michigan, stole the truck, and then hit a deer with it. She was naked, by the way. Officers received the strange call about the crash near a home around 1 a.m. They arrived to find a heavily damaged pickup, a dead deer, and a woman wearing only an orange safety vest that she had retrieved from the truck.
Well, she wanted to be cautious.
The 31-year-old woman told officers that she was with someone earlier that night who kicked her out of a vehicle and left her on the side of the road. It's unclear how or why the woman was naked. Drugs and suspected prostitution were involved.
Oh.
Officers investigating the crash discovered security video at the lot that shows the naked woman approach the security gate, punch in random numbers, and wait while the gate opened. So I guess she got the code right somehow or another. She then walked onto the lot, found a county-owned 2017 GMC Sierra that was unlocked with the key still inside, drove it away. Minutes later, she hit a large deer straight on, killing the animal and damaging the front end of the truck.
I'm going to have to write this down.
She was arrested and taken to the county jail on two outstanding felony warrants, by the way.
Outstanding.
Outstanding felony warrants. One last story. A guy named David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote STEM education, drank a liter of lemon juice in under 17 seconds for a Guinness World Record.
So I saw this come up, and I was wondering, I guess that would be difficult to do.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, pure lemon juice.
If sour is hard for you to handle, then that would be really difficult. And that's a lot in 17 seconds, a liter. He completed the feat in 16.53 seconds, beating the previous record of 17.12 seconds. Russ said he managed to keep the liquid down, but his stomach... he had stomach discomfort until the next day.
A liter of any liquid in that quick a fashion, that could be an issue, yes.
And especially as acidic as that is.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Police say a Pennsylvania woman actually died on a Western Maryland highway. She jumped out of a moving pickup truck in the midst of an argument.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A 23-year-old woman named Nicole Renee Whitcomb of Hanover. Police said she was a passenger in a Ford F-250 driven by a 32-year-old man. And shortly after 4 a.m., police say the two were arguing, and she attempted to get out of the truck while it was moving and was run over.
Was he being abusive?
It doesn't say abusive.
It would take a lot to convince somebody to jump out of a moving vehicle.
It said argument, so it doesn't say abuse or anything like that. Huh. But that's no charges have been filed. The investigation is ongoing, but that's a little crazy. So, man.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. How about this? A man has died after being attacked by a herd of cows while walking in the Yorkshire Dales, police said. This is in the UK. The man who is 82 is out walking with his wife on Saturday. There are really no details. Police said emergency services were called, but the man
died. Did he say something?
Died at the scene. He said,
Jesus.
He must have said it was another catastrophe.
I tried to spare you.
I never see it coming. His wife was badly bruised. She was taken by an ambulance to the Lancaster Royal Infirmary.
Oh, dear. It was another catastrophe.
Oh, no. A woman who allegedly, you guys probably saw this, but those who have not, I'm going to bring this up, and it has to do with some of the rioting that took place. A woman who allegedly participated in the looting of a cheesecake factory during protests in Seattle became an unlikely internet sensation over the weekend. A woman who has not been identified was filmed by a crew on Saturday carrying what appeared to be an entire strawberry-topped cheesecake down the street.
So with, and I saw the picture, with carnage raging behind her and around her, she's walking out the way a waiter would bring the cheesecake to a table.
Yeah, it was a block away from the Cheesecake Factory in downtown Seattle. The reporter noted that the restaurant had been looted, but admitted she did not know where the woman got the cheesecake from. The woman also appeared to be carrying a wine glass, a champagne flute, and a small vase as well. So she had everything for a little romantic moment.
There you go. All you had to do is break into the store.
Following the broadcast clip of the woman being began making the rounds on social media, much to the delight of those on Twitter, one person tweeted, "And amidst the trauma of the latest goings-on, we are reminded there is still time for wine and dessert."
I saw one yesterday where a guy was walking past a reporter and they go, "What is that?" "He's carrying a cinder block." And then they follow him going down the street and it was a cat tower. It was like it looked like, a giant cinder block.
Right.
A cat tower for a cat to climb on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this? Speaking of cats, Georgia Whip of Longreach, Queensland said that her neighbors moved out on Friday night and she noticed that her pet cat, Peepus, was missing about a half hour after the moving truck left. When the cat didn't show up for breakfast the next morning, Whip contacted the moving company to see if the cat had somehow gotten inside the truck. She later got word the driver located Peepus at the truck depot in Brisbane, nearly 750 miles away.
Wow.
People from an animal rescue
come pick me up?
Organization helped transport the cat home, and Whip was reunited with her pet yesterday.
Who do we have? Was it Jim McGuinn?
McGuinn. He was moving from St. Louis to here,
yeah.
And they packed up and were ready to go, and they couldn't find their cat, Homer. They looked everywhere, and it was time to leave. They had to go, and so they didn't know what they were going to do, so they left. Sure enough, truck shows up, opens up, boom. Cat was in the back of the truck the whole time and made the entire trip there. But he was safe and sound, thankfully. Dramatic dash cam footage in Ohio shows state police desperately trying to get to an SUV as it barreled down the highway. The woman behind the wheel, named Emma Folk, was driving from North Carolina to Ohio when she said the ability to cancel the cruise control stopped working. She said, "I've used cruise control I don't know how many times." The cruise control on her 2017 Dodge Journey was set at 73 miles per hour. She drove down the highway. As another vehicle pulled in front of her, that's when she says everything went wrong. She says her brakes stopped working and that even though she canceled the cruise control, her vehicle kept accelerating.
Whee! Guess what I get to do?
With her hazard lights flashing, her speed topped over 90 miles an hour. She came to close to hitting a Jeep. She said, "The only thing that was going through my head was, am I ever going to see my kids again? Am I ever going to come out of this? Is this car ever going to stop?" Becky Canavan, a 911 operator, calmly guided Falk through the situation. She said, "Take a hold of your emergency brake and gradually pull that a little bit and see if it slows you down at all." And it worked. It eventually slowed the car down a bit. She said, "I was so thankful that it worked. And it worked out that this young lady was safe."
Have you ever had a similar situation like that?
No.
I've had the accelerator drop to the floor. That was alarming. And I was in a gas station, pulling into a gas station.
Whoa.
And I was pointed at the tanks. And I last second, kicked down hard on it, and it came up.
I've had the accelerator get caught on the floor mat before.
Oh, yeah, that's a thrill. A lot of laughs.
Whoa. And I eventually, reached down there and jiggled it around and got it out. But that can be really terrifying. Yeah. A spokesperson for Fiat Chrysler Automobiles told Inside Edition, "We're glad no one was hurt and that the e-brake was able to bring the vehicle to a safe stop. Based on the information available, the vehicle has no open recalls, but it is not been diagnosed and further inspection is required to comment on the nature of the incident."
Well, they offer autonomous cruise control.
Oh, they didn't even know that.
Sometimes the car will make the decisions for you.
All right, and then one last story. This is a one-upper. Police say a mother and son have been cited for fighting following a physical altercation that occurred on Memorial Day. Police say that officers were dispatched to a home after 9:30 p.m. Monday after receiving reports of a domestic dispute. Upon further investigation, officers say the incident began when the 41-year-old mother got into an argument with her 20-year-old son and his girlfriend, and the mother disconnected the Wi-Fi service at the house. The police say in response, the son went out and turned off the power to the entire house afterwards, which led to the altercation becoming physical. So he's like, "You shut this down, I'm shutting this off." Authorities had
She shut down the block, he shut down the city.
All individuals involved suffered minor injuries but refused treatment.
I'm blowing up the dam.
And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.